Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
In Pittsburgh on the way. I will talk about all that next.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Did you realize that Dana Brown had that in him? And obviously there was a win before the game is what we're talking about, but also he went on the diamond, an 8-2 victory for the Astros. It almost feels like whenever we get to doing a little bit of a wondering and ponder about this offense, they're like, oh no, we got some offense for you right here, right
every
here.
Time,
literally
every time,
hard hit balls by every single player in the lineup from Jeremy Peña rather batting mm-hmm. first to Mauricio Dubon batting ninth.
Isak,
everybody, including obviously the big slugger. Isak Paredes, two of them things out yeah. of the out into the seats on the path to an 8-2 victory. But I mean, and obviously, there's a lot of people to congratulate in this. A lot of people who did good things. But I think the one that is kind of most interesting, at least for me personally here, Lopez, mm-hmm. is the one that was who had his moment before the game in a way, and that's general manager executive Dana Brown. Because this was a game that was
pointing his finger.
That was delayed.
You start pointing the finger, it's serious.
Huh. Okay.
Right? You don't point at somebody.
Yeah, you put your finger in somebody's face or their chest, it elevates.
Figgy, if I say, now listen here, Figgy. Listen here, Reggie.
Yeah, it does escalate the situation. Everybody's
and if you kind of nice with it. Hey, what's up, Reggie? Well,
yeah, I don't think there is a way.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah,
man?
But I don't think you're trying to be all chummy when you put your index finger in somebody's face.
Yeah.
Like there's no way to do that. Like there's no way to, bring that bat down a little
that's
bit.
That's how a fight usually starts.
I was just
going to
say,
point, man.
In some places
because once you point, somebody going to smack your finger and then it's on.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Like that's that the fight has started mm-hmm. once you do that. Once you swing, once you spit on me, the fight has started.
Oh, come on,
there are certain things where the fight has started, and if you don't know the fight has started, you can't claim you got snuck or whatever because you started the fight. You start putting your hand in my face.
Yes,
the fight has started.
You might not
know it.
No hands have been thrown, but it started.
It has started
100%. It's just like that Saved by the Bell episode.
When
Mario Lopez and
Slater and Zach.
Yes.
But it was out there rolling around.
Yeah.
But the reason why we said this is like this was a rain delay. This was a weather delay mm-hmm. game. In fact, over 3 hours of weather delay.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, the weather delay was longer than the game itself. I thankfully, because of my setup, was able to watch both the finals and the Astros game at the same time. But Dana Brown was like seen alongside with obviously the manager Joe Espada,
mm-hmm.
up there, behind, when they're talking with
he wanted to call it
right there. They're talking with the Pirates and their delegation when you come to manager, mm-hmm. you come to executives, all of that, and then obviously the grounds crew in conjunction with the umps, and they're trying to decide what do we want to do, how do we want to play this, mm-hmm. like is this something where we want to wait it out because it's game the third game of a 3-game set. It's a getaway game, which honestly, it's kind of funny that it's a getaway game that they were planning on playing at 5:40 Central, like 4:40 local anytime, anyways.
Yeah.
But then, What are you trying to do in, you know, if you're going to, you know, the postpone it or what have you, you have to find that makeup day. They were having a little bit of trouble finding the days that would work. Would they have to, like, cut into their All-Star break, you know, where they come back a day early in order to play this game, but then the Astros have a West Coast trip. And so Dana Brown was strongly in the idea of, we don't want to get out here. And some of the reasons that he threw out there was, you know, you've got your starting pitcher, like one of your real great starting pitchers out there in Framber Valdez, who ultimately had a fantastic day, went seven innings, 11 strikeouts. But you have that, you have your guys out there, and he's like, it probably, you know, it's not the safest thing to be playing when that field has been drenched. I mean, there's puddles on the warning track and such, and he's pushing for it. And the Pirates are like, no, we want to play this game. Like, did you think that he had that kind of fire to, like, fight for his guys in that way? John Lopez.
Yeah, look, I've got an answer on the back end of this that I don't know if a lot of people are going to agree with, but I firmly believe it. First of all, I didn't think Dana Brown had that in him. I really didn't. You know, he's not passive, but that just didn't seem to be like his personality to do something like that.
And apparently, according to him, because he was talking to Chandler Rome wrote a good piece about this incident saying that, you know, like, apparently he keeps this, he tries to, you know, keep it in.
Yeah.
Like, he has this kind of fire. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm learning things about Dana Brown now, ain't I?
Yeah, so I was impressed. Yeah, I was impressed. He was fighting for his squad. Salute. Tip of the cap, whatever you want to say. Here's where it gets interesting for me, because I really wanted them to play this game. And I thought Dana Brown really should have wanted them to play this game. Like, I respect what he did. I admire that he was fighting for his team. But let's go through this. You know, Fromber had not yet begun his warm-up pitches. He's keyed up to pitch yesterday. He's keyed up to pitch that day. They needed a win, obviously, you know, you always do. But also, you're playing a team that is very, very beatable. And, you know, the whole travel thing, you know how long the flight is from Pittsburgh to Cleveland, Figgy? Have you ever made that flight?
Pittsburgh to
40
Cleveland.
40 minutes.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's like a two-hour drive.
It's 40 minutes. It's nothing. I was like, I respect what you're doing, Dana, but play this damn game. Worry about tomorrow. And, oh, by the way, it did work out that they played the game and Fromber was nails.
Yeah, I mean, they won it, but there was a price to be paid. I mean, like, by the time that you get done, get on the flight, get yourself into the next town and get yourself rested, I mean, you're getting into bed, what, 3 in the morning or what have you?
I don't even know if it was, well, yeah, because the game lasted till almost 1, but still, 40 minutes. It's nothing. It's nothing. And, again, you know, worry about tomorrow. This was a very winnable game that you needed, and ultimately you got.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At 6:40 Eastern time was what I meant to say. Yeah. I said 4:40.
Yeah,
I went the other way with that.
I picked that up a little late.
But yes, which is even weirder, right? Mm-hmm. Like the idea that they'd be playing a late game
on
a getaway, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying there, but I really do understand his complaints here. Like, and I'm glad that it worked out in the way that it did, but I was like, yo, I get what he's going for here, because this game being this damn late, it feels like I was surprised that they ultimately played it, because when I saw weather delay, I was like, all right, so we're going to be waiting a short period of time.
No,
it was, I mean, quite literally numerous hours later that they ended up starting playing baseball. Glad that they did within it. Can we talk a little bit about Jacob Melton?
Yes, please.
Because I feel like we have not talked enough about Jacob Melton since he's come up. And I have, like, he looks like he belongs at this level. Like, I am very impressed with what Jacob Melton has given you, this baseball team. And, I mean, look, obviously, Isak Paredes was the one who seemed like he came up largest, right, getting those home runs and whatever. But Jacob Melton, being a left-handed bat, coming in, being comfortable, I mean, in 12 at-bats, has a 250 batting average. And so, like, he's comfortable, obviously, very small sample size, but he's doing what he needs to do in that particular context. And he's holding down left field in a way that is very comfortable. I'm excited that you have yet another guy come up, and he looks like he's comfortable in that, you know, as this thing continues to go, if he gets more opportunities, that he'll be able to stand up and deliver in the way that you want him.
Yeah, look, he's got, you know, obviously the tools have been there. Even if you didn't know what he looked like or anything about him, you know, you always heard about, you know, the tools. He can play every position in the outfield, et cetera, potential 20-20 guy with the speed, size, big dude, all that. But what you're saying is absolutely what I wanted to talk about. Like this all of a sudden becomes a very intriguing option. And to be honest, you know, we still don't know about Yordan. Obviously, he'll be probably DH most of the time, but it gives you some options out there. We don't know about, you know, what McCormick's going to end up doing. So, Jacob Melton looks the part. And I think it gives you some good options.
Yeah. And I think also, like, hey, man, the idea of not having, you know, or maybe not having Chaz, like, you're still hoping, you know, Chaz keeps coming along, that, you know, you get back to a Chaz McCormick that you had previously seen. If Jacob Melton works out, how much is that absolutely necessary, as you talked about? Mm-hmm. But then one of the things that this lineup has desperately needed is left-handed batting.
Yeah, like that's the other big part.
That has been really awesome to have there. So, mm-hmm. like, this has been incredible to have, like, in this space, and really happy to have him. It's been good seeing him come up and, like, land. I mean, when you have your... When you have, like, a highly regarded prospect, we could talk about, you know, hey, man, you expect them to come up. But that doesn't always work out that way.
No.
We've seen numerous prospects come up.
We've seen it here.
Debut. Yeah. And then it not really go the way that you want to. So it is good that it seems like he is finding his level at the major league level, that is.
Another quick offshoot of yesterday's game that I found fascinating. First of all, you mentioned Isak Paredes, all right? And I have found myself more and more in the last month or so, every time I see an Isaac... Like a person named Isaac, I immediately call him Isak.
Wait, really?
I really do.
Now everybody's Isak to you?
Every Isaac I come across is Isak.
Honestly, that keep throwing me off a little bit, because I be wanting to say Isaac.
Yeah, I'm all in on the Isak.
I think my wife used to teach somebody named Isak, and I think they used to say Isak.
Yeah.
So
because kids are not good people.
And then, go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah.
Then the other thing that I just found hilarious. Did you see what they did in the stadium to try to keep fans around? Which, good luck. Get gold star. They should get free tickets for life if they stayed around there. They played the 2009 Justin Bieber playlist. The entire 2009.
Oh God,
Justin Bieber.
So they were out. I feel like
they're trying to send people away.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like the Geneva Convention is against torture, right? Like, I'm pretty sure that's. And not to say that Justin Bieber got his, right? I'm not out here. Yeah. But I'm just like, I don't know what artist I'm good with playing, like, for. Think about it, for 3 hours, a singular artist playing just Justin Bieber for three straight hours.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If I had to listen to one artist for a long time, for maybe 24 hours,
yeah.
Justin Bieber is nowhere near close, to be honest. And he got a couple songs that's like, obviously the songs when he got older.
Yeah.
But I can't listen to Justin Bieber.
Maybe you stumbled upon a question for our lovely listeners, 713-572-4610. One artist, 3 hour rain delay. One artist, 3 hour rain delay.
Kix Ross immediately was like, Bob Marley could do it.
Rolling Stones, because you got to go with the number of hits. Even though, as you know, I'm a big Christina Aguilera person, I get it. But the Stones, you've got 100 different hits.
I think it's probably a me thing. I want to bounce around. Mm-hmm. Like I'm the dude.
No,
who,
one artist.
I'm the dude who can't meal prep, because after 2 days I want to eat something different.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know. I'm trying to say, is there an artist that I'm like?
Think about it, Figgy. Think about it, Reggie.
I will think about it.
We'll have those answers.
713-572-4610. Let us know if you have any answers to that. But yeah, the Astros get a victory there, and then they're back in action tonight. Of course, it was a getaway game in Cleveland, correct?
Yeah, in Cleveland.
Got the Guardians.
I'm here 40 minutes away.
Somebody said Lil Wayne, they could do it. By the way,
that's not a bad one. That's not a bad one.
I don't know if you want to count this album he just released.
Oh, yeah.
Is that going to pop up in the mixtape?
It wasn't. I was trying to spare everybody a little time.
I might
bring it up, though.
Drake. Oh, we're getting some good answers already.
Tribe Called Quest, that's a person that is very much like me. Yeah. Somebody said, has to be Drake? No, it doesn't. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. What player, rather, have you become a fan of based on nothing to do with what they've done on the field? Just something entirely off the field. What made you become a fan of a player? We'll talk about that as well next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.